You're listening to The Exchange. I'm Mary Hartnett. There is now an apprenticeship program for veterans who are considering a career in agriculture. The Connecting Veterans to Agri-Food System Opportunities Plan builds on an existing national program for veterans who wish to explore careers in production agriculture and agriculture system supply chain businesses. Veterans in Agriculture, Iowa State University Extension, and Iowa Microloan are partnering to develop and offer integrated resources for these apprenticeships. Beth Grabau is the Executive Director of Veterans in Agriculture. She says she and her partners have been working on this project for 3 years, trying to update the curriculum to meet the needs of modern farming.
The previous old outdated standards said, okay, on the farm you're going to learn about dairy and beef production and hog production and butchering and crops and just everything, because that's how my grandfather farmed, but that's... Farms are more focused on what they're growing now. And so we have tried to add in that flexibility that if we have someone that wants to learn about sheep production and also wants to raise garlic, that if that's what the vision for their farm is, I'm just kind of throwing kind of a wild example out there, that they, through this apprenticeship program, there's enough flexibility that we can get them the classes and the education that they want for what their operation is.
When do you think this all will get going? I know you've got some initial meetings this month, right?
Yeah, so we've got some initial kind of trying to introduce the program to people, kind of helping people get their minds wrapped around it in a couple of weeks. One is for farmers, one is for potential apprentices, and then one is for community colleges, because we're looking for that, the required technical instruction portion of it. So really, as soon as we get some of the wordsmithing done, and then we've got to add some wage rates in the document, it will be ready to go. So we're hoping that maybe late this summer into fall, we'll be able to start putting people into the program.
And you say you also want to talk to the people in this program about transition planning.
And, you know, when you look at the average age of farmers as they continue to age, you know, that's a lot of knowledge. And how are we going to pass that information on to the next generation? I was on a Zoom meeting with a bunch of ag people in central Iowa, and there was a farmer, what we would consider a relatively young farmer, and he said that, you know, people his age learn from YouTube channels, and there is not the hands-on learning. And, you know, he's like, that is what we need, because you can't learn all of this stuff via YouTube. And so I was happy to be able to share with him that we had that we had this apprenticeship program that was going to start, and he was thrilled. But you know, people don't think about how you pass that information or just expertise onto that next generation.
That was Beth Grabau, the executive director of the group Veterans in Agriculture. She's working with several partners, including the Iowa State University Extension Service, to introduce an apprenticeship program for veterans who want to go into agriculture. For more information, you can go to veteransinagriculture.org. The Extension Service has created another program that reaches out to women landowners in Iowa. Owning nearly half of the farmland in the state, women landowners play an influential role in decisions that impact agriculture and natural resources. To better understand this demographic, a team of specialists with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach is beginning a 3-year project to study the needs, challenges, and opportunities of women landowners. Madeline Schultz is the program manager for the Farm Management Team's Women in Ag program with ISU Extension and Outreach, and the project's leader. Schultz says the communication or lack of it between the owner and operator can sometimes lead to a disconnect with land-based decision-making, whether it's leasing, conservation, farmland transition, or a combination of those things.
That's what we're really focused on, is that decision-making piece. We already know that women own a lot of farmland, and, you know, based on some of the survey work out of USDA and others that have looked into this, you know, that situation is only going to continue to increase, where women, especially more senior women, are going to be owning this land and making a huge impact on things like land transition, you know, transitioning the land from one generation to another. And is, you know, are people going to be thoughtful about that and try to get the land into the hands of younger, more diverse farmers, or is the land just going to be, you know, sold to the highest bidder, which probably isn't going to be a beginning farmer, right? So the decisions that these women make have impacts on the agricultural system as a whole.
Is there anything that people can do if they want to take part in this research and be part of it?
We have kind of some multiple stages. So we're kind of starting out doing this broad-based survey, and then we're going to do some focus groups where we're actually kind of gathering some women and talking to them and sharing some information, hopefully that's useful to them, but also just hearing from them, you know, and what they're concerned with and what they could use help with. And then we'll be doing some pilot programs, and where we'll actually be, you know, developing an educational program, whether it's online or face-to-face. We're kind of looking at doing both. And providing some information to women that they are looking for. So, you know, we're going to be doing all of that in year one of the project, and then we're going to do it again, basically. So, I mean, we're just going to be building as we go and, you know, connecting with the farmland owners right away, you know, as soon as we can within the project anyway.
That was Madeline Schultz. She's the program manager for the Women in Ag program with ISU Extension and Outreach. The project is being funded with a $300,000 grant by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Institute of Food and Agriculture. For more information about the Women Landowners Program, you can email Madeline at schultz@iastate.edu.